Welcome back, folks, to the Lazy Train Podcast. Thank you for taking time to listen to our show. Once again, my name is Clyde Blaylock. I'll be the host for today, and hopefully that'll change as time goes by. We're looking to add a few maybe guest hosts to pop in here and there. It's a lot to do for just one person, so we're going to be doing mini episodes, 15 minutes or so, something like that. Some of you might think that's 9 minutes too long, but that's fine. Yeah, we respect your opinion here. That was DMassall from Pixabay, DMASSALLL. He's the intro music we have for now. And he's got a lot of stuff. Go look up Pixabay. If you didn't know about Pixabay, it's a ton of music clips and video clips and things of that nature that you can get for free. I'm going to call him DM because I don't want to butcher his name, because I reached out to him when I heard some of his stuff and said, hey, I want this particular piece as the intro to my podcast. And that's what we're going to do. And in the very near future, I'm really hoping around August time, I'm going to reach out to him directly and say, hey, I want you to make something for our podcast. If anybody remembers, the original login music was Cam playing guitar. And he did kind of the broken, lazy, you know, the broken, crazy train intro that kind of got down to the end. And a lot of people loved it. We got a lot of emails about that. And I give Cam his due. That was really, really good. Once again, it's Clyde. I'm here solo. Yes, it's been a while since we did an episode. And I would apologize, but, you know, life happens. And moving, we moved halfway across the United States, deaths in the family, a change job, so many different things going on. And the podcast was always something we did because we enjoyed the music and we enjoyed the camaraderie of just getting together and bullshitting. And over the last year or so, I've gotten pretty fairly decent amount of emails. And some of them, we had changed the email address and we had a forward in, and you may or may not got a, hey, thank you for your email reply. And if that's the case, I apologize. What we'll be doing today and for the next, I don't know, couple, three, four episodes, we're going to do little mini 15-minute episodes, which I mentioned earlier. So we're going to try to get in, get some information, get out, and get them out there in the Ethernet. If you want to reach out to the podcast, use the webmaster at thelazytrain.com. There's also a contact page on the website, www.thelazytrain.com. If you'll scroll all the way to the bottom, you can fill out the form, send it to us, and we'll get back with you, unless you're flaming us. If that's the case, I'm just going to delete it. So again, thank you for taking the time. What I want to talk about today, first of all, we're going to be live, and by we, I mean me, the 28th, this coming Saturday, is the town I live in, Tata. We have our first ever Red, White, and Boom Festival. It starts at 10 a.m., goes till that night, and they'll be doing fireworks. I'm going to have a booth set up along with my business partners for Sick Religion, which is a clothing company we started. They'll have a booth there, and also their IT company, Forward IT Services. We'll have three booths set up. A little bit of freebies, some stickers and stuff like that to give away. Hopefully, I plan on having kind of not a booth set up so much for the podcast, but hey, listen, you know, take a listen. There's plenty of episodes in the can, the old stuff that's still out there that you can listen to. And with any luck, in the next few months, we'll go back to full steam and we'll have more. Please stop by. There's going to be 30-something vendors there, food, other kind of booths and things like that. So stop by, enjoy it, say hi. That's the 28th. Another thing I want to bring up is I got a couple of emails about a month ago from a couple of artists. One was Reptilian. They're a metal band out of Nashville, Tennessee. And I've been talking to Chris Stark. He's, I'm guessing he's their media guy, maybe? I don't know. But anyway, I've talked to him several times. The band, they're really good, and I like them a lot. And I've been listening to a lot of their stuff. They sent me some information, and you can reach out, you know, just go to YouTube, listen to their stuff. It's really good. I like it a lot. They got stuff on Spotify, Apple Music, of course, YouTube. And then you can go to https://reptilianband.com/EPK. So you can go there and again, listen to their music. And, you know, it might not be what you dig. I liked it. I really did enjoy it. It had, to me, I hearken back to stuff that I listened to. And he mentions in his email what was their influences and things like that. So take a listen to them. The band is Robert Calandiriero. I really hope I didn't mess up his name. And I apologize, Robert. He plays bass. Jake is on guitar and vocals. Chris Stark is guitar and vocals. And Zach Montgomery is drums. We talked about maybe having them on the podcast, which could very well happen. I'm going to do my best to limit the ums, and I apologize. But right now, you can probably reach out to them directly and get some information to see about they've got several shows lined up in and around the Nashville area. And anybody that's ever done these kind of things, going in shows, and if you have another life, if you have a family and a job, it's really hard to do these things. It's a lot like indie wrestlers we've talked about in the past. It's a lot going on to drive your passion along with take care of your family. So, you know, give these guys a look, give these guys a listen to. And another band that reached out to us was Anger Machine. Now, I had heard of them prior to them sending me this form, and I really do like it. They're from the Netherlands. Right now, they have it's called Anger Machine Human Error, and I've been listening to Anger Machine Parasite. That's been like four or five, at least listen twos, maybe a little bit more, and some of the other stuff off of that. I guess you call it an album. But they took the time to reach out to me, which is always really, really cool. And I appreciate that when they do that. They list, and Anger Machine lists their influences as Testament, Annihilator, Iron Maiden, Metallica, Megadeth, and Exodus. And they've got a couple of what they call their standout tracks, Parasite, and then Obstacle Course. Their stuff is out there on YouTube and out there and floating on the ether. Take the time, listen to them. You know, again, they're in Netherlands, but that doesn't mean you can't support them. I mean, Jesus, I mean, you know, there's millions, hundreds of bands out there that aren't based in the U.S. So take a listen. If you like them, send me an email, and maybe we could do I love to give away vinyl. And that's where I was really hoping to do, is they had some stuff on vinyl that I could give away. But that's not the case. So what we might end up doing is maybe giving out a Bandcamp. And if you want to buy their stuff, if they have it on Bandcamp, that's fine. You know, we're big fans of Bandcamp too, which that might be looking at probably. I want to give away a vinyl, which I don't know which one yet. I bought another Power Trip vinyl not too long ago, still sealed. So we might give that away, and probably a Bandcamp gift card. So that's just something to think about. Those two bands they took the time to reach out to me. Listen to them. They're good. I like the way they sound. I'm a heavy metal guy, so I'm going to kind of lean that way. Probably. So anyway, those are the two things. Remember the name of the bands, Reptilian and Anger Machine. If there's a band you know about, or if you're part of a band, I am in Southwest Georgia. I don't mind traveling. I really would like to go up north, as it were, to see Reptilian in Tennessee. It's about a 6.5-hour drive, but currently the way I work, I'm putting in between 60 and 65 hours a week. It's hard for me to get up that way. If you're a band down in this location, northern Florida, maybe over there on the right coast of Alabama or in South Georgia, something like that, give me a shout out. Or even if you're not from there, send an email to the webmaster at thelazytrain.com. Give me your name, the name of your band, or if you're an artist by yourself, if you have any stuff out there for people to consume, YouTube, Bandcamp, if you recorded your own stuff, send it there. And I'm hoping within the next month, I really want to have one of our a part of the website that's just for that. It'll be just linkage. I don't want to say I'm going to put all your whole discography on our website, but I don't have a problem. If you want that, I'll link it out there to you. And if you want to come on the podcast, I mean, I get off work at 6 o'clock Eastern time pretty much every day, and we could schedule something, even if it's just to sit down and we can do 10 questions. I ask you 10 questions and we can go from there. As I've said before, regarding that issue, now that kind of lends itself, I retain the right to not broadcast anything that I record. And I say that because about 2 years ago, I recorded one musician and one wrestler. And there's some stuff that come out, you know, one was homophobic and one was ridiculously insensitive. This is my podcast. And while I respect, you know, you have the right to believe the way you want to, I can't change that. But I don't have to put you on the air. And I won't. Is it censorship? No, I'm not telling you can't say it. You're just not going to say it on my platform for all the 7 people that listen to my podcast after the fall, if you will. So I say that because it kind of lends into, you know, if you want your stuff out there, if you say some dumb shit, I'm not going to put it out there. So anyway, but let's not hope that that's the case. Take the time. If you know someone, you're like, oh yeah, that's Joe Bob's band or Joey, I don't know. Webmaster@thelazytrain.com. Give me some contact information. If you want to set up a time to BS or talk or something like that, we can do it, you know, however you want to do it. On the website, I'll have a phone number and that you could text me directly. So that it's, I know it's, you know, sometimes it's a little bit easier than following up on email. And I get that. We talked about that. We've talked about, the next coming up episode, I really want, this is back on the wrestling side of things. I don't know how many of you have watched The Dark Side of the Ring. I enjoy it a lot as being a fan of, it talks about a lot of the stuff it has from back in when I was a huge wrestling fan back in the late 70s, early 80s, and a little bit after that. Chris Jericho, despite the fact he hit me with a water bottle at a Fozzy concert, does a good job. And I like his voice. I like the way he speaks. The last episode that I really enjoyed was the episode on Daphne. I'm not going to get into it a lot because I'm really hoping to get a professional in the field. And if you've watched the episode, you know you know what I'm referencing. Daphne committed suicide a number of years ago, and she almost basically live streamed it, if you will. And as someone who has known several people that has committed suicide, and I recognized her from her career and her and Crowbar. And Mr. Flair's youngest boy, David Flair, they had a group there in the WCW. And that was, to me, the best thing David Flair ever did. But Daphne and Crowbar carried it. Oh, they were so good. And they had this, this scream, and even her brother mentioned it on the podcast. It was just like ridiculous. I mean, I'm sure they probably canned it. But anyway, at the end of the episode, and I don't want to get into it too much because I want to save some for the podcast, the next episode. It really hit me watching her dad and her brother and Crowbar and her other friends talk after the episode about she's gone. You know, it's kind of that those we leave behind. And I say that to say this. If you know somebody who's had a history of mental health issues, or if they're just, you haven't heard from them a couple of days and, you know, hey, maybe I need to check on Steve, or maybe I need to check on, you know, Marie, whatever the case may be. Sometimes that might be the catalyst. And I'm not saying that anybody could have stopped Daphne. I'm not saying that. I don't know her. I just watched the episode and I'm not an expert on anything other than my own opinion. But what I do know is if someone reaches out to me out of the blue and just says, hey man, how are you doing? Just want to check in. You know, it matters. Even if someone I haven't heard from since high school, or, you know, maybe not my high school, but you know what I'm saying. Take the time. If you hadn't heard from somebody and you know there's a, hadn't heard from Bob, holler at him, reach out to him, say hi, how you doing? Take him out for a beer or a cup of coffee or whatever. Engage him in a conversation. And I don't know if the next full episode will be about that particular, about Daphne. And it, like I said, it hits a little bit different. So that's coming up next. So on to the next thing, the emails that we got while we were gone, or we'll call it extended hiatus. Some of them were, you know, hey guys, where you at? Where you been? Blah, blah, blah. Those things. Some of them were just ridiculous bullshit. Like, you know, there's no need for you to be here. We don't miss you. Whenever someone takes the time to tell someone that shit. Okay. I get it. The reason that you take the time out of your day to flame somebody is just ridiculous to me. I don't understand that. It's so easy. It's just too easy to be nice and polite about anything, whether it's a podcast. If you don't like the podcast, that's fine. It says that in our thing. If you never like, never make excuses for the music you listen to or the people you love, right? Okay. That goes for anything. And right now in the current climate of our country, and we don't talk politics here, just try to be nice to someone, everyone that you possibly can. I am a cantankerous asshole by nature, but I do my best to be nice to people. Because you never know, you might have been the nicest person they ran into that day. So think about it, this isn't a God damn it, you do as I say. It's nothing like that. Just try to be nice to folks for a day. See what happens. Now, if they are an asshole, that's a completely different thing. But anyway, thanks for taking the time out. This is going to be about 17 minutes by the time I get through editing. I really do appreciate you listening to this particular episode. Again, this will be published today. You should have it this afternoon on where all fine podcasts are consumed at. I'll be doing another episode really soon. Once again, the email is webmaster@thelazytrain.com. The website is www.thelazytrain.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, remember, be polite and never make excuses for the music you listen to or the people you love. Thanks.